There has been a severe blood shortage in our listening area since the beginning of the pandemic. Back in March 2020, the Community Blood Center was unable to collect blood due to the shutdowns and quarantines. Outreach and Communications Coordinator for the Community Blood Center, Chelsea Smith, says the chronic low blood levels are affecting patients in hospitals and has been a challenging 18 months.
Unfortunately, we have not exceeded a five-day supply of blood products since the onset of the pandemic. We need a seven-day supply of all blood products at all times in order to adequately meet hospital need. So we've been consistently under that for about 18 months now.
Smith says the recent dip in blood products and the hesitancy to donate is related to the spike in Delta variant cases in the region, but assures that safety should not be a concern at their locations.
We were not struggling quite as bad until our COVID cases started spiking again. We do maintain a lot of COVID protocols at our donor centers and our mobile blood drives, so these are safe and controlled locations for donors to come and donate.
Smith adds that although the center understands people's concerns regarding the pandemic, the center pleads for people to donate, especially with hospitals returning to normal with the needs of patients exceeding pre-pandemic levels.
Blood is not something that can be manufactured, and if we do not have blood donors coming in the door, we do not have blood products to send to patients. And even beyond COVID patients, we're talking cancer patients, trauma victims, mothers in child labor.
To encourage others to donate, the Community Blood Center is entering all donors into a random drawing this month to win one of two $1,000 Home Depot gift vouchers. Winners will be selected by 4 p.m. Friday, November 12th. For more information, visit savealifenow.org. For KXCV KRNW, I'm Kaylin Byland reporting.